34 past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We're going to have a religious discussion in a few minutes. I'm excited about that. And I think we might have one now. I don't know. You never know where this is going to go. But since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. It's God's TV, and he's got his finger on the remote.
Okay, yes.
Right
so
now.
You've been watching TV, Lawton. Is that what you're saying?
No, Mark. Something much more meaningful and profound than that liberal cesspool you call network television.
Uh-huh.
Last night I watched Revelation on NBC,
mm-hmm.
and even you'd have to admit that was a life-changing experience.
I'm so moved. I was asleep, Lawton. What was it about, my friend?
The end times, Mark.
Uh-huh.
The apocalypse. Good versus evil.
Yeah.
Storms,
right.
Famines, miracle babies,
uh-huh.
signs from Jesus.
Uh-huh.
That and commercials for SUVs, software applications.
That sounds thrilling, exactly. Lawton. Sounds thrilling.
I will ignore your customary sarcasm, Mark. This is too important. Listen, in the movie, there's this teenage girl. She's been struck by lightning and appears to be brain dead.
Mm.
But then she starts quoting ancient scripture.
Mm.
Now, who does that remind you of?
Suzanne Summers?
Harry Scheibo, Mark. Do not mark me. The woman's passion and suffering was so profound that echoes of Terry showing up everywhere, even in a miniseries, starring a bland second-tier leading man like Bill Pullman.
It's Lawton. I got to be honest with you. I think it's a total coincidence, Lawton.
Signs and prophecies, Mark.
No,
signs and prophecies.
Come on.
I distinctly heard Terry's voice behind you reading the liberal agenda on this show yesterday. She was saying, Lawton, avenge me.
Oh, that's so nuts. You're
right
sick.
Behind you.
You're
yesterday.
Sick. You're sick. You're nuts, Lawton.
I'm sorry if the truth frightens you, Mark, but you can't deny conservative thinking and attitudes are spreading into your liberal media hellhole.
Oh, come on.
We're going to clean house. It's time to take out the immoral trash. Goodbye, desperate housewives. Deadwood, you're Deadwood.
Okay, that's very clever. Now, you know why shows like that are on the air there, Lawton?
Gay agenda?
No.
Secular humanism?
No.
Food stamps?
No. Because people like you watch them. You,
like me.
Yes, you conservative red staters make all this noise about family values and culture of life, and then you sit out at night and flip on Sex and the City. You're all a bunch of hypocrites.
You're running scared, Mark.
No.
The conservative tide is crashing down on your head.
Oh,
tsunami. The networks are answering directly
to us
now.
Come on.
Me personally.
Come on. That's ridiculous. You ever heard of something called sweeps, my friend?
Is that some sort of drug reference?
No. Sweeps
are drugs?
No. They are the period each fall, winter, and spring when television ratings are counted and studied and advertising rates are reset. With big, dumb movies like Revelations, the networks are just trying to hook the largest audience they can so they can raise their advertising rates.
No. You can't reduce everything to money, Mark Maron. The networks care. I'm speaking to them now.
Oh, come on.
We're communicating.
Lawton, the networks don't care about conservative values. They saw how many people went to see The Passion and said, hey, they'll buy anything as long as we throw in a free Jesus.
Oh, no. I thought Jeff Zucker at NBC had accepted Jesus. I thought he loved me.
Jeff Zucker doesn't care about you. You're just a number to him, Lawton. Wake up, my friend. Oh, not with the crying. How many times does this have to happen?
TV's all I have, Mark.
What?
Stevie doesn't care. Where does that leave me?
Okay.
Alone on the couch watching the test pattern till I fall asleep.
All right, buddy.
When they canceled Friends, I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
The Friends are my only friends.
All right, okay, man.
I grew up on TV.
Okay, all right.
Now you're telling me they don't care. Come and knock on my door.
Oh, no.
We've been waiting for you.
No.
Where the kisses are.
All right.
Are you company too?
No, don't sing, man. Just stop, all right? I'm begging you. Please, Lawton, calm down. Calm down, dude. Just calm down. I understand. Oh, no. Right, here we go.
You know, if God came on TV, would you even recognize him? He will not look like James Gandolfini.
Okay, all right. Goodbye, Lawton.
No soprano.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you. Do it!
All right. Okay, thank you. That was Lawton Smalls, of course, from Planet Bush.